migrant, freed into U.S. via Biden-Harris admin's parole pipeline. Accused of murdering 25-year-old Diana Garcia. By John Binder on September 11, 2024. A migrant, who was released into the United States through President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's parole pipeline, is now accused of murdering 25-year-old Diana Garcia in Cleveland, Tennessee. Darren Roque Lopez, a 41-year-old Cuban migrant, was arrested just 30 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border in Zavala County, Texas. Lopez is set to be transferred to Cleveland Police Department custody in Tennessee, where he will be charged with murdering Garcia. On September 8, police sent out a missing person alert for Garcia, requesting anyone who had information about her whereabouts to contact authorities. The following day, Garcia was found dead inside a residence, and Lopez was named as the primary suspect. Lopez, News Nation's Ali Bradley reveals, first crossed the U.S.-Mexico border on August 5, 2023, through the San Ysidro, California, port of entry. Lopez used the CBP-1 migrant mobile app, which the Biden-Harris administration created, to get released into the U.S. interior with a work permit. As Breitbart News has chronicled, the migrant mobile app allows migrants from Venezuela, Cuba, Mexico, and Haiti to schedule appointments at the border for their release, with parole, into the U.S. interior. Lopez was arrested in February 2024 on domestic violence charges, but Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, did not file a detainer requesting custody of him. His immigration court hearing was scheduled for November. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, blasted Biden and Harris's parole pipeline on X, saying murders like Garcia's are becoming all too common in American communities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.